And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we have elder care represented today nicely by a couple of very nice doctors. We have Caitlin Warren. Hey, Doc. And then also we have with us Josh Lindblom. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, thanks for having us.
Doing, it's great to be anywhere. Today, of course, we've got a lot of things going on, and it's a lot of it's got to do with physical therapy. In fact, our whole program does. I want to start with you, Dr. Lindblom, because we had you on once before, and we got a few things going on here with our foundation therapy. Tell us, first of all, the name.
Right. You know, last time I was on here, I did kind of allude to the fact that our therapy clinic may be changing names. And we went ahead on October 1st and officially changed our name from Elder Care Physical Therapy to Foundation Therapy Specialist.
There you
like
go.
Yay. Caitlin's wearing.
We always do visual aids.
Yeah, I know.
Angie's not here.
Angie's not here. I don't have a placard.
But we got a t-shirt.
We got a t-shirt.
Works.
So that works for me. So the reasoning behind that is that you know, we have extended our services. So mm-hmm. not only do we have physical therapy and speech therapy, which we had for a couple of years, now we have an occupational therapist.
Wow.
So to expand our services and have multiple layers of disciplines that can help patients one-on-one, like that's the goal. And that's why we chose now as the time to kind of change our name and get ourselves out there. Elder care as a whole hasn't changed its name. It still has the goal of helping seniors in our community, but foundation therapy specialists is reaching out to adults of any age so that we can provide therapy for the community for anybody.
Dr. Caitlin Warren, you are a physical therapy and a neurological clinic specialist. Now, this is mind and body.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit for the layman here, like me?
So, becoming a neurologic certified specialist is, it's a combination of both education and experience. Mm-hmm. So I had to pass a certification exam just to qualify to be a specialist. Mm-hmm. And then in order to sit for that exam, you have to have over 2,000 hours of clinical experience with patients of various neurological disorders. So mm-hmm. anything from stroke to traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, Parkinson's, vestibular disorders. So basically, just what that means for our patients at Foundation Therapy Specialists is that I'm I have a wide range of experience, and mm-hmm. I'm just well positioned and equipped to serve our patients here in Bartlesville.
And you understand them because you have seen them, and you know that's half of the thing with a patient coming in. First of all, they're anxious. I recently had a stroke. I'm recovering. You know, how do I know my doctor knows anything about this?
Absolutely.
And you know, have they walked in my shoes any? And it is a great deal of patience when someone has to relearn things mm-hmm. from the brain through the body.
Absolutely. And I think that's, I mean, I have a really strong passion for it. And one of the reasons that I came to Foundation Therapy Specialist is because I think it's so cool that it offers an interdisciplinary team. So there are just not many outpatient facilities that offer speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy all in the same location. And I mean, that's a huge part of maximizing these patients' outcomes is being able to be treated by all three disciplines.
Now, when it comes to Parkinson's and vertigo and then central vestibular disorders, I mean, that's a lot of different things going on there. And first of all, if someone has Parkinson's, they're a little afraid because they really don't know, you know, how much this is going to advance, if it's going to advance, yeah. You know, what's next and everything else. So there's a little bit of psychology that goes on with the therapy as well, I imagine.
There is. And I mean, every case is different. And we look at, I mean, Josh has an awesome program, actually.
Right. For Parkinson's, actually starting in 2016, I started a community class called Power Moves, Parkinson Wellness Recovery. And the goal of that is to have a really high-paced aerobic exercise program for them to participate with that really improves their confidence. It's almost like an exercise, a group that they can compete with each other, which I always think is good.
Oh, yeah.
But also understand that other people are having the same issues that they're having, and then they can work together. So it's a nice little group that we've had for the last 5 years.
Well, that's great, because, you know, as you're trying to improve yourself, you have other marks by which you can kind of see where you are. And yeah. But you're all kind of working, not, well, competitively, but also together at the same time. That's really remarkable.
Absolutely. And it kind of gives you a little bit of purpose, because sometimes when you're diagnosed with that, and the initial goal is to get moving fast. Like, we need to get moving from diagnosis. But if you get in a group like that, you're automatically called to kind of help others also. And that gives you a little bit of different frame of mind. And I think that's good for anybody, but especially people with Parkinson's.
Oh, man. You know, there's a tagline I'm reading here. It says, get your feet on solid ground.
Yeah.
Balance is everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. So that's probably one of the biggest diagnoses that we see here, is balance. But balance has all kinds of different, you know,
causes,
factors.
Yeah.
So we control our balance with our eyes, our ears, and our hips and ankles. So we have all kinds of different things to assess and evaluate when we're trying to treat someone as a whole person, mm-hmm. for their balance.
My goodness.
Keep them off the ground.
Only thing that needs to be on the ground are your feet.
That's right.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got to be amazing, doctors, both of you, to see when people make progress. They might come to you thinking, well, there's no hope. I might be able to do a little. But when they start having these small victories, it kind of compounds and builds on each other, doesn't it?
And that's what's great, you know. Sorry, I went
there. No,
that's what's great when you know, for us, we always schedule people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So we're always able to establish a relationship with people, get a rapport, and, you know, recognize those little improvements that they are making and bring them to the forefront. Because sometimes when you're going through it day to day to day as the patient, you don't recognize it. But as the therapist, seeing it over time, looking for very specific things, you can do it. And if you bring that to their attention, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it is working. I need to keep doing this. It kind of creates a good cycle there.
Now, Caitlin, I saw your face light up. Evidently, you've seen this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as a therapist, you develop a passion for seeing your patients succeed and do well. And I mean, it's something that brings us a ton of joy to be able to point to those things like Josh was talking about, to like, look, like, I know you feel the same, but look what I see. And then, and just be able to bring hope to a situation that sometimes feels, you know, a little hopeless. So.
Well, that is, it's got to be a great feeling, because you share in their victory too.
Yeah.
Golly. You know, like you said, you know, there's a lot of one-to-one care here. And when it comes down to direct access, how does that work?
So in Oklahoma, anybody can, they have access to any therapy clinic that they would like to go to. So they don't have to go through a physician to get a referral. They can call us directly. We can set up an evaluation. And then we go to their physician, and we send a plan of care, and their physician looks it over, reviews it, signs off on it, and we just get started. So mm-hmm. it decreases the time from injury or fall or stroke or anything like that mm-hmm. to treatment. So, and that over time has shown a lot of quality or a lot better outcomes. When you get to treatment as close to injury as you can, the outcomes improve. So that's what direct access does for us. It allows people to get there faster.
Now, what we got here, it's foundation therapy specialist.
You got it.
Okay. Now, do folks have to be a geezer like me in order to take advantage of your services?
No. Absolutely not. And I didn't call you a geezer. Uh-huh. self-proclaimed. But no, anybody. So how we're talking about is that adults of any age can come. So mm-hmm. adults of any age, and even, you know, if we have a kiddo that wants to come, like, we'll definitely try to get that, make that happen also. But it's changing from elder care physical therapy to foundation therapy specialist is just a broader range of patients that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, something I did want to touch on that I mentioned earlier is occupational therapy.
Yeah, we did say that, but let's go into it a little further.
So we've never had that before, and Caitlin kind of touched on it also. It's very rare mm-hmm. for an outpatient clinic to have all three disciplines in one place, and it's the only place that's local that does. Mm-hmm. So if you have a very complex patient, they can see all three disciplines. And Susan Clifton is our occupational therapist, and she when you think about that, you know, she wrote an article for the newspaper the other day that was kind of like, what is occupational therapy? And she's been asked that so many times. Mm-hmm. And it's like taking the gains and the function, they're making tasks very functional. So like, whereas I would work on a shoulder and maybe really try to increase the range of motion and the strength, she would work on the ability to reach up into the cabinets, the ability to reach down and do functional tasks, pick up the laundry, button your buttons. And so it's just taking the kind of strength and range of motion that we're doing and making it very functional and applicable to your home and your daily life.
Wow. Okay, good. So there you go. It is broad. It you do take in folks who are working with the occupational and even children, you said.
Right.
So that's great.
And another thing about her, she's a certified hand specialist. So like Caitlin has gone to extra schooling and had to test out and really prove her knowledge of her specialty. Susan has also with the hand. And that's not just the hand. It's the hand, elbow, shoulder. So she's had extensive training in that. So, you know, if for some reason you have carpal tunnel, you have neurological issues that have translated into something that's happened with your hand, maybe you don't have the tactile sensation in your hand, she can work on that. She can create splints. She has a broad range of knowledge, and that's also kind of a rare thing to find in a town our size, to have specialists like this. Mm-hmm. That
even a town our size, it's rare to have an elder care. You know, to be quite
absolutely
honest with you. So we're very blessed to have elder care and, of course, a foundation therapy specialist under this big umbrella we call. Now, we want to dispel a few things. First of all, elder care is not a nursing home or a residential facility.
Yeah.
There are a lot of folks, they see that big building, and say, oh, my God.
I know. It houses a lot of things, but... A
lot of help.
Not people that live there. That's my first question if I ever go talk to a big group is, how many people live at elder care? Mm-hmm. The answer is zero.
None.
No one.
No.
Sometimes I feel like I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are a few of you that work a lot there, but no. You do go home to visit your clothes.
We do.
Okay. So and, of course, this is also a resource for caregivers, and they offer a lot of help to individuals to navigate the aging process, much in the same way that you do with physical therapy.
Right.
Because when we age, things change, and we need help. We need navigators. We need help. We need doctors in order to help us get through and push on.
Yeah.
We're darn thankful for it, by the way, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, elder care offers, from the physical therapy side, like elder care offers a lot of assistive devices to people. So if you have had an injury, or if you need a short-term cane, walker, you know, anything for the home, we have people that donate that to us, and we donate it out for free for as long as you need it. That's something that falls under the umbrella of elder care. All you have to do is give us a call. We'll go check our attic, and we'll bring it down, and
right,
you can take
you
it for as long as you need it. It's really a good thing. Handing out walkers and crutches to people that need it just for short term, it's great.
Oh, it is. And you can call 918-766-0391. Caitlin, would you like to add anything before you call it a wrap?
Just that I'm happy to be in Bartlesville and happy to be a part of this team. It's been a really great job, and I'm excited to be here.
Great. Doctor?
Thanks for having us, and thanks for letting us get the word out on our name change, and I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you very much. And you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And you've been watching on our Facebook Live, powered by Arvest. Our program on radio is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.